Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Guns are a never-ending source of pleasure or contention. Due to my disability, I can't hunt anymore, but I still have my guns. I was going to give them to my grandsons if they got into hunting or shooting. I'll wait and see. When I saw the picture in the Times Standard of men on heels for their fundraiser, and the man holding a shotgun, unloaded of course, and broken open, I knew someone would have something to say about it. Sure enough, there was a letter, well worded, in the Times Standard. There are those, including Attorney General Eric Holder, who think no one should have a gun. If he has Secret Service protection, I'll bet they have guns. There was a columnist named Jack Anderson several years ago who was very anti-gun. He got his tail in some kind of a crack and they searched his home. Guess what? They found an unregistered handgun. So much for speaking with a forked tongue. Then there is the NRA, who go to the other extreme, even fighting some logical restrictions. Most anyone who handles firearms has a story to tell about guns. I thought I was a good, careful gun handler until I had a horrendous close call. It still makes me shudder when I think of what could have happened. It sure keeps me humble. My brother-in-law, who buys and sells guns and is extremely careful, has had an experience or two also. Mine are properly stored, unloaded with ammunition stored in another place. There are thousands of different styles, calibers, and types of weapons. I, for example, have a lever-action rifle, a bolt-action rifle, a pump shotgun, a single-action revolver, and a semi-automatic .22 that my dad bought for me as a kid. Many semi-autos take a bad rap because they look like military rifles. How they look doesn't matter because you have to pull the trigger for each shot. Banishing them doesn't make much sense, but I don't see much of a need for large magazines. They are what hold the bullets. For hunting purposes, you can't have more than 5 bullets in the gun, counting the chamber. So, properly used and stored, weapons shouldn't be a problem. Now, if we can just get the criminals and idiots to behave. My friend Bill Cozy wrote a great letter to the editor of the Times Standard a week or so ago. If you didn't see it, look it up online. As this comment is airing on Wednesday morning, a crew of guys and I will be preparing to put up signs from just north of Riadel to McKinleyville. They advertise our Men in Harmony Barbershop Show on April 26th at 7:29 p.m. at the Eureka High School Auditorium. Our chorus will perform, as will our local quartets, and our guest quartet will be First Strike from San Jose, and a ladies' chorus will entertain also. We will present a $1,000 scholarship to a local high school music student as well. Come and enjoy. If some of you men listeners would like to sing, come to the show, and then we meet every Monday night at 7 o'clock at the old bank office on the Henderson Street side of the Eureka Mall. Even if you don't read music, if you can carry a tune, you can sing. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.